¿Escucha?
Can you hear me?
Bien.
Go ahead, please.
Buen día, señor.
Good morning, Chairman, and good day to everyone. I'm grateful for the opportunity to express our comments. We weren't able to yesterday because of time constraints. This clearly makes a strong case for these meetings to be held in person as soon as possible. Concerning the fund, we'd like to ratify what was said by Panama on in the statement made on behalf of GRULAC, and we welcome the efforts made, and we note that the fund continues to be a structure which fosters private sector structures. The fund should, however, be more public in its nature, and it should be directly linked to the strategies of the parties to this convention as states. Therefore, the public or the target audience of the fund being what it is for on the basis of its criteria for selection, this is would be the best way to ensure that it would be economically viable. Countries can support the LDN fund, but we tend to be more concerned by the most vulnerable groups and populations and improving the quality of life of our population and of ecosystems is not necessarily properly reflected in the performance indicators established by private-oriented funds. Therefore, we believe that the fund should be more geared towards international public features so as to best serve the interests of the parties to the convention, and it should not be held conditional upon financial performance indicators, but more geared towards environmental sustainability and social sustainability indicators. I see that I have a minute less, so I'd like left, so I'd like to make a quick mention about gender. In the context of the National Observatory for the Degradation of Land and in the context of reports drawn up linked to COVID, we note that a lot of the documents drawn up by the Secretariat correspond to the ones drawn up by our National Observatory when it comes to their findings about how to best avoid contagion. We therefore believe that this is part and parcel of a consistent approach for fighting against desertification, and women and girls need to be fully involved in the development of any plans relating thereto and the implementation thereof. I think that it would be worth highlighting that we need to encourage international financial institutions, and particularly the IMF, needs to support national-based plans which are directly linked to item E, and we also need to encourage those countries which have already drawn up their own measures to implement the rest of the ability. These need to be priorities both for the development of new financial budget lines and also to ensure that countries can implement their national plans in a proper fashion. In paragraphs 52 and 53, concerning the workshops that were suspended due to COVID, we suggest that they should be held virtually. This is absolutely essential if we are to support the full integration of the gender dimension. I think that my other comments I will submit in writing because I would not want to show a lack of respect to my other colleagues, but we will be submitting our full position in writing concerning this agenda item. Thank you.